Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters. Welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. This is the podcast for the 3rd of January 2020. I am your host, Alice Fraser. And happy birthday, 3rd of January, to Mel Gibson. I know as a somewhat Jew, I should be as anti-Mel Gibson as he is anti-us, but then I watch Lethal Weapon and I'm like, well, we all say stuff. In 1946, on the 3rd of January, William Joyce was hanged for treason in London after broadcasting Nazi propaganda via radio from Germany to Britain during the war, which brings a new meaning to the term New Year's hangover. Remember when you could be hanged for broadcasting Nazi propaganda, not made moderator of a Reddit forum / head of a legitimate political party. Also today we celebrate the Festival of Sleep, so there is a fold-out sleep section including ways to feel guilty when you're not getting enough sleep, nightmares to have when you do get sleep, and things to do when you're awake in the middle of the night that don't include staring at the ceiling thinking about your regrets. Our guest for today won first prize in the Masters section of Sleep Regret Championship. Welcome to the podcast, Tiff Stevenson.
Hi, thanks. I have won a Sleep Regret Championship. Actually, mine's not so much regrets as a list of things that I haven't done, hence me not being able to sleep. Things like, you know, my cervical smear and stuff. That always pops up at 3 a.m, doesn't it? I'm here for the listeners of The Last Post who are like, there's never enough gynecological material. So I will bring it back. But that's what keeps me up at like 2 or 3 a.m.
Well, you're one of our favourite co-hosts through 2019, and I'm glad to welcome you back to the podcast for 2020. Today we have some headlines to chuck in the pit. A doping scandal in local darts tournament as champion turns dart on crowd, opponent and then self. And a bit of scandal about Elon Musk's Starlink satellite program, which has long been contested by astronomers and astrologers alike, historically opposed to one another, astrologers who tell horoscopes from pictures in the stars and astronomers, a.k.a. sky scientists or scientists, if you will. But 1,000 people in lab coats and velvet cloaks have signed a document asking Elon Musk to stop blocking the heavens with his stupid flying bullshit robots, which are apparently so bright that they're blocking access both to garbage predictions of the future and important human exploration of the universe. Dr. Jen Gupta says it's important for humans to be able to see the stars, and Elon Musk can go away and take that away from us without any sort of regulatory process. Well, it feels wrong. Noted astrologer Mr. Marvello says Elon Musk is a classic cancer sign. His rising sign is always going to be a bit c***y, as Saturn is discordant with Uranus in his third house.
Ah, I knew that about Musk. Hey, I knew a guy that didn't believe in horoscopes, yet he traded in futures. Explain that.
And as with all newspapers and magazines nowadays, a classified section which we will be reading out of.
The for sale section, we have a ghost in a jar, a human liver, and the lonely horse heart section. Jenny is a pretty skewbald 8 years old, which is 43 in dog years. She's friendly, well socialized, excellent with cows, sheep, alpacas, and dogs, and is looking for equine company. Up to date, dentist and wormed. Pocket Rocket is a sweet, cute, miniature male donkey. He's sorrel-coloured, microchipped, and will be passported. He's 7 months old and looking for a lady who doesn't mind a small donkey. £875 in Cambridgeshire. Pick up only.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
Top story is the US. So any US news from our US correspondent, Tiff Stevenson?
Oh, I do have some US news. Donald the weatherman handles the weather like only a weatherman can. Donald Trump has now officially been sworn in as Supreme God of All Weather, sponsored by Sharpie Maps. Very exciting moment for everyone. Last year, our gracious leader proved that he knew more about weather than any meteorologist and fired anyone from the National Weather Agency that disagreed with him. You probably remember this, Alice, of course.
Yes, of course.
Big story. Now the weather, the staple of small talk for decades, has been officially politicised, and the Supreme Leader has banned discussion of weather in queues or at bus stops because loose lips cause pressure dips. Donald is not the first American to think he can control the weather. Militia groups have been popping up sporadically for a couple of years. You may remember in 2017, a Facebook group with 26,000 members arranged to fire into Hurricane Irma at 10 a.m. Now, have a guess at where this was, Alice.
I'm guessing that that was in somewhere in the middle of America.
It was in Florida.
Oh, there you go.
Because if
I was
going
to go Florida, but then I thought that's too much of a
obvious
cliche.
Yeah, because if Donald can, then a Florida man definitely can and will probably die trying. So at 10 a.m., the plan was to, goddamn it, Clayton, fire, show that windy bitch who's boss. Then they had to issue a memo which said, please don't shoot into a hurricane because the bullets will come back and hit you. Thus ruining everyone's fun, because let's be honest, the Earth can't sustain this many humans and we need to thin the herd a bit. So I think Donald believes that the Floridians' problems were a lack of firepower, and he knows that you need to nuke a hurricane. So he set forth his manifesto for weather as forth. Hurricanes, nuke 'em. Volcanoes, double nuke 'em. Earthquake, juke 'em, nuke 'em.
Well, The Wizard of Oz would certainly have gone down a different plot line if Dorothy, instead of being carried away into a wonderful world that made her appreciate her own home life, instead just fired into the heart of the hurricane.
Yes, that's what could have happened. Maybe Toto could have fixed the hurricane. he's not the first dictator to try and like change time, facts and weather systems. Do you know about the dictator in Turkmenistan? Have you heard about this?
No, tell me about it.
So this happened. He renamed the months after family members and then changed the word for bread to his mum's name. I mean, I know technically there is mother in all bread because there's yeast, which is called the mother, but he gave bread his mother's actual name. So it was like passed down as a state law, like this mad, crazy dictator.
Well, the further along Trump gets, unless we manage to get this sort of impeachment through, which is never going to happen, the closer I feel like he is getting to King Canute. And I feel he should be encouraged on the path of defying natural laws until it catches up to him eventually.
Yeah. I mean, I think his hairpiece is blastproof, so I think that's why he's not afraid of sticking a nuke in the middle of a hurricane. But I do worry because I feel like these are the inches you know, for Americans, you know how they say a lobster doesn't know it's being boiled if you turn up the heat incrementally. So when Donald sharpied that map back in the summer, like, America didn't realize it was already close to boiling. Now we all get to enjoy some lobster rolls. But you know, once you start saying that you know the weather better than meteorologists and firing them if they disagree with you, that is the behavior of a dictator.
It's not like anyone's ever going to find out the facts when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, true. I mean, how do we know facts? It's all just hearsay, isn't it? Well, What's your favorite weather rumor?
I've genuinely been outside with someone when it started raining and have them be outraged. It's not meant to be raining. The weatherman said it wasn't going to rain.
Oh, my sister did that on the beach once. She went, "It's going to rain. It's going to rain." I was like, "We're on the beach." She had it on her app. "It's going to rain." We're not.
A beautiful sunny day.
My favourite weather theory is that it's actually been raining men for quite a long time. We just haven't noticed because, like, the really important men have been doing shit stuff and that's had us distracted, but it's been raining men everywhere.
Well, men have certainly been raining.
in terms of being in charge. Mwah, mwah. Alice.
Thank you. In other US news, you may remember last year's animal health scandal after a number of pigeons in Las Vegas were seen strutting around in cowboy hats. Apparently now a craze is sweeping the nation for gluing accessories to small urban creatures. Or else animals have suddenly become open to fashion. Raccoons in San Francisco have been seen wearing both Apple Watches and the Google Glass, while in the Yellowstone National Park a bear has been spotted in a full-on sexy Abraham Lincoln costume. Animal rights activists are enraged, but also it's really cute.
Oh, man, a sexy raccoon costume. So this is like fashion and animals, like two of my favourite things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Cat in the Hat obviously started it way back.
Yep, back in the day.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I wonder if there's like there is technically lots of fashion ranges out at the moment for dogs and cats for people with more money than and or sense or common decency.
Yeah, certainly in this kind of early January weather here in London, I'm seeing a lot of dogs in skivvies. Turtlenecks.
Oh, is that what you call them in Australia?
Yeah, it's a real look.
A polar neck. Oh, we call it a polar neck.
But of course, for reasons of nature, their asses have to be hanging out, so it's all very confusing and confronting.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you look at a dog's ass like all the rest of their body being covered.
Yeah, framing it.
It's a sassy look is all I'm saying.
You know that in America they have neuticles.
What are neuticles?
My friend, Cynthia Carl, has written a song about this. You should go look it up. She's very, very brilliant singer-songwriter. Neuticles are false testicles for dogs, imagining they were suffering from self-esteem issues after having been neutered. That America came up with a solution. I'm just getting stares from the producer booth there from Chris going, "This isn't true. Look them up. They're called neuticles."
Well, there's also a big industry in America of truck nuts, which has been subject to a huge number of copyright disputes where somebody thought that they had come up with the idea of putting a pair of big plastic testicles on the back of a truck. And somebody else has said, no, that was my idea. And there's genuinely a truck nuts war. For people selling novelty, which proves that there is nothing too small or weird for people to argue about who invented it first.
No, that I want to see that court case. You know how they did the People versus O.J. Simpson? I want to see that. I want to see the truck nut war in court. No, it was. I mean, imagine the sort of the root of the idea, like explaining how they first came up with it. It was one day. When I was crouched behind my truck having a shit and saw my nuts dangling beneath the bumper. And I thought, don't they just look great there? Let me get myself a pair of those. Are they on the front or the back?
They're on the back.
Yeah, yeah. So some of them,
there are also illuminated truck nuts. So you can have glowing testicles off the back of your truck.
Day glow nuts. God, men are obsessed with their genitalia.
Yeah, like, and trucks, apparently.
I wonder if there are any female truck drivers who've got truck nuts.
Look, every truck needs a pair of testicles. How else do you think baby trucks are born, a.k.a. cars?
As a former lawyer, how would you argue the validity of your case?
I'm afraid I'd say I can't in good conscience take this case.
Oh, it's like you don't want to fight for justice, Alice. I feel a bit sick.
There's a reason I quit being a lawyer.
I come from the land of the neuticle. The neuticle. My
beautiful. What have your people made?
This week, a sports section in which people who like sport talk about sport with other people who like or do sport. They're all very good at it and people are willing to pay them tens of millions of dollars to do it. I applaud people for their interests. We're all unique flowers and I'm sure it's much more important to give the hope of sport and the dream of football to a young boy living in a small village in Kenya than it is to give him shoes. Letters to the editor section now. And here is a letter from Fred Grange. I got this one out of the archive for you particularly, Tiff. Ooh. It says, as a right-wing nutter, I would like to object to the leftist angle your podcast takes by having a female host and refusing to have a male host. Have you considered replacing yourself with a male host? The only part of the podcast I enjoy is Tiff Stevenson. Tell her I think she's hot.
Oh, that's so flattering. And it's always, it feels especially great to get a compliment from a man when it denigrates all other women. I feel that makes it extra special. Who would you replace yourself with, Alice?
I don't know. I've had some suggestions that I should replace myself with Andy Zaltzman, but I don't think he'd be the good host of a regular podcast.
No. Oh, no. That would be terrible.
Yeah, he's too easily distracted.
Yeah, well, you know, a compliment is a compliment. I'll take it as such. Who do I think is the male version of you, Alice?
You.
I am the male version of Alice. I'm here. I'm on the podcast. Tell my right-wing friend thank you.
Well, this is an entirely non-political podcast. And as such, we're going to draw today's episode to a close. Thank you so much for coming, Tiff. Have you got anything to plug?
Oh, I do have a show to plug, actually. I have my show, which is in Brooklyn. I'm going to be doing Mother, the Turkmenistan bread, at Union Hall on the 10th of January. So you can come along to that. And also I'll be in San Francisco at Sketchfest on the 17th of January.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. I will see you again. And listeners, I'll see you tomorrow. The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.